Dallas Snyder.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, I missed you wonderful people. It seems like we've been away for so long and then we only missed 1 week. Now, with Andy's announcement that we were going to find a new place to meet, what comes into your mind right away?
We'll have it before.
We already have one, and we're always doing what?
Going from our good to our greater good.
We're always moving from our good to our greater good. So we will never skip a beat.
Right. No.
We will just keep going. And this is really rather appropriate, I think, because this month in April, I have come up with something that will be transformational. And I've never done this to you people before. But if you can come every week in April, tonight we're going to do what's called the Big I Am. Next week we'll do the True Self. Then we'll do God's Will. And the fourth Thursday, I was going to say Sunday, the fourth Thursday, we are going to do what I call the cocoon meditation. And if you come to all four, you know, all the teachings are accumulative. You have to keep coming. But especially this time, if you can get your calendar so that you come. At the end, when we do the meditation, you will actually see and feel the transformation in yourselves. Because remember in September, we decided we were going to kick this up a notch. And we're going to just keep kicking it up. Because it's all well and good to come here and have fun and entertainment. But we want to use this for change in our lives. And that's why you people come here in the first place, because you want to hear something of value that you can take out into the world that will change your way of seeing the world, your way of thinking about yourselves. And that's what we're going to do in the month of April, which is a very appropriate time because spring is coming, and you will see all the transformations outside. So we want to make all the transformations inside of our own selves in the spring of the year. It's a wonderful time to do that. It has nothing to do with Easter, by the way, or anything to do with religion. It has to do with an inner transformation for yourselves so that you will learn to love yourself and learn how important you are. And that is the good news. You people are very, very important. You are very loved. And you actually matter so much to the universe. So remember that and really love yourselves. Okay? So with that said, I'll do a spiritual mind treatment. And for the new people who may not know what spiritual mind treatment is, it's just a form of prayer. It's an affirmative affirmation. Form of prayer. We are taking time out to affirm or reaffirm what the universe already knows about us. And I will do this in the first person. And all those who are willing may take it for themselves in the first person. And this is what I know and accept for myself. I am one. I am one with the only power there is in the universe. I am one with the only energy there is in the universe. I am one with the only intelligence that there is in the universe. And because I know this, I use this. I use this in my everyday life to bring into my life all the wonderful things that I want so that my desires and my needs are fulfilled. I also realize that I live in a completely loving, supportive, friendly universe that is always there to help me. And I use that knowledge right here and right now to bring into my life prosperity, abundance, and money. And I let that be so, and so it is. So, tonight's topic, the big I am. How many people remember in the Bible when Moses said, "Who are you?" And the answer was, "I am that I am." That meaning, "I am that I am," this thing that we call God, knows exactly what it is. And it knows that it is everywhere and that it is everything. So it is the I am that I am. Or what we refer to sometimes as the big I am. And inside of each and every one of us is the big I am. And what we want to do is find that big I am in ourselves. Know that that big I am is there. And start to live as though that were true. So that you are able to make the statement, "I am that I am." But most people, humans, when we ask, they answer, "Well, that's just the way I am," instead of "I am that I am." That's just the way I am. Well, it's not just the way you are. You have been convinced that you are something that you are not. And you're convinced of that because of not only the world outside, because of society and the culture that you live in. We heard that as children, and we were taught that. We were taught many things about ourselves. I have a friend who's 50 years old, and he still says to me, "You must remember, my parents always called me clumsy, so I'm clumsy. I lose things." You see? You do not have to be that way. It's not just the way you are. It's the way you have convinced yourself that you are. It's the way you have become comfortable with yourself. Because it's very nice to say, "Well, now I know that I'm clumsy." So why can't we change that? We certainly can change that. And that's why, if you listen to the big I am inside of you, and we can call that spirit, we can call that God consciousness, you can call it anything you want, but each and every one of us is able to hear that still small voice. If you take time, you will hear that. You know perfectly well when you do something, at the end of the day, you come back sometimes and you say to yourself, "Oh, I could have done that differently. Perhaps if I had done this way, that would have happened." But you automatically responded to something out of conditioning, and you did it your way. You know, that's Frank Sinatra, isn't it? Yeah. I did it my way. You have to learn to listen to that voice within you. The whole idea in life is to learn to take God qualities and become those God qualities. Because you cannot make the statement, "All I am is God, but I'm not all that God is," and then not use the qualities that are within you. So learn to use those qualities. We do treatments and we do affirmations constantly. And we tell ourselves different things. Look at the affirmations that you tell yourself, not only the good ones, but the negative ones that you're telling yourself. "I don't feel good. I can't do that. I don't have the education for that." Get rid of all that. That's the world telling you. Master Teacher Jesus did not have a degree of any type. Most spiritual people do not have a degree of any type. Because if you get a degree in something, what have you just done to yourself?
Programmed.
You've programmed yourself. You've put yourself right into a box. And you say, I know everything about this subject because I studied for 4 years at a reputable university. And it is all right. I'm never putting down education. We should get as much knowledge as we can. But you have to then do something with that knowledge. How many people here still get the truth and facts confused? I have people constantly believing that facts are the truth of something. Facts are facts. Facts change. Truth always remains the same. It may be a fact at the present moment your bank account does not look very solid. That is a fact. The truth of the matter is you are rich, you are abundant, and you're living in prosperity. That is the truth. You must always go to the truth. If you live in facts, your life is going to be up and down all the time. And you're doing that to yourself. Your emotional state goes up and down with facts. Don't allow that to do that to you. Don't allow anything on the outside of life to influence your inner qualities one bit. How many people get upset when it rains? How many people let the weather upset them? I can't go skiing because it didn't snow. I can't do this because it didn't do that. You see, those are just facts. Those are just things out there. They have nothing to do with the inner quality of life whatsoever. You have to remain still on the inside. The ocean may be very rough on the surface, but at the bottom, it's very still. And that's the way you must see your life and your mind, and to be able to go to the bottom, where it is still, where it is peaceful. Anytime that you're still and peaceful, you are able to manifest things in your life. When you're in the turmoil of anything, when you're on the surface and the waves are hitting you, it's very difficult to manifest something. And it's certainly difficult to manifest money. Ernest Holmes said that this teaching is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme, but it will make you rich if you apply the principles, if you apply all the knowledge that you know, that you are taught in this class. You will be able to bring money into your life because you are one with your money. You are one with this thing called God. God is always money in action. We think it's something outside of ourselves. We cannot do that to ourselves. There can be no separation whatsoever. So when you say, I am that I am, you see there is no separation whatsoever. You are whole and complete and perfect in that statement. So you can go to this, the big I am, which you have to be part of. There is no way that you cannot be part of that. Even though you're an individualized expression. And because you're an individualized expression, everyone brings their prosperity, their abundance, and their money to them in a different way. But you use that, what you have within you, to bring that to you. This whole idea of bringing something to you comes to you when you believe in yourself, when you totally love yourself, and when you give yourself permission to have what you want in life, that you are allowed to have it, that you don't let the small I am tell you that you cannot do that, that you cannot have that. Because the big I am in you always has the knowledge and the power and the wisdom to do it for you. To do it for you. But we fail to use that. And we allow the small I am sometimes to act as if it were the big I am. And therein causes confusion. And we don't want, we always want to remain clear in our thinking. So to be clear in your thinking, you have to understand the difference between a fact and the truth. The fact may be that you're not feeling well. The truth is, you're whole, complete, and perfect. So you have to go to the truth and not live in the fact. Facts always change. Truth always remains the same. You always return to the big I am. How many people remember my saying, the dish is never dirty? The dish is never dirty. There is dirt on the dish, but you have no dirt on the big I am whatsoever. It remains completely clean at all times. So you operate from the big I am. You see the dirt on your dish. You can wash it right off, and the dish is never dirty. See, we only get dirt on us. It does not stay with us. Nothing stays with us. Everything that comes into existence to go out of existence. That's what it means in the Bible when it says it came to pass. It came into existence to pass out of existence. And when I say it came into existence to pass out of existence, I mean it makes a transformation. That's all it does. And it travels on its way. So we have to remember those different things in order to do this whole thing. So we want to stretch our consciousness to where we can feel that big I am inside of us, where we absolutely know that we are one with God, that we are one with the universe. That there is no separation whatsoever. So when you do your affirmations, remember that. Do them from the big I am, not from the small I am. And don't get confused with the fact of the thing. I had a young man very upset because he thinks he's running out of money. Which I think is very nice that he thinks that. And I said to him, well, that is only a fact. And he got very irate and said, yes, I know, I'm rich. Well, you can't do that to yourself either, you see. Yes, it's a hard concept to realize that you have no money in the bank whatsoever to be able to make a statement, I am rich. But you have to be able to make this statement, I am rich. And you have to keep doing that statement until you become that statement. That's the way it works. You just keep doing it until it becomes true. And you change your mind about yourself. You change your mind about the situation that you're in. And it will change. The power that you have is to change any situation. Any situation that you're in, you can change. And you change that through your thinking. Who remembers what the greatest tool is that we have in our toolbox?
Imagination.
Imagination. Does anyone know why imagination is the greatest tool we have?
It's unlimited.
I'll give you the answer. Imagination is the greatest tool you have because you live in a mental world. You do not live in a physical world. Does that help clear up that idea now? Imagination is an absolute must in your life. Everyone comes here on this plane of action with imagination. Everyone has that tool. But then we either give that tool away or we put it in our toolbox and never get it out again because people tell you you're childish. You cannot do that. You're daydreaming. You're a dreamer. Learn to be a dreamer and learn to make your dreams come true. How many people see that little thing, living your dream? You see, it's possible to live your dream. Why is it possible to live your dream?
Because you create your dream.
Because you live in a mental world. Mm-hmm. There is no difference between a dream state and a walking reality state. Your mind is causing both of those states. And you can bring the dream state into your walking reality. And in a dream state, you're able to do miraculous things always. Mm-hmm. And you pass it off by saying, oh, it was just a dream. Don't do that to yourself. When you dream something, bring it in to reality. How many people here are able to do that? Or how many people here have done that? Yes. So we know that it can be done. And it's done with your imagination, and it's done because you live in a mental world. How many people here still think that you live in a physical world?
Pardon? In and out of the realization. I slip sometimes.
Can you explain what a physical world is?
Can I explain what a physical world is?
Yes.
This table, this room is physical. You happen to be physical. That's a physical world that you, but that's only an appearance using your senses.
I'm not clear on the physical mental is, could be described also as fact and truth. Are they kind
yes.
of correlated?
Very, very good. We can, yes, you can do that. Mm-hmm. You could say that truth is in the mental world. And facts are in the physical world. Very good. So you can see how you can go with the difference. If you stay in truth, you're going to bring that truth into your reality. But we don't do that because the world is so convincing and facts are so convincing that we live by the facts. You see? And we see everyone else living by the facts. Don't do that to yourself. You have to know that you're much more than this mind and body. You're always much more than your mind. You're much more than your body. Do not stop at that type of thinking. And take this mind of yours and make it work for you. Make it become bigger and bigger
So can we say that we can look at the facts because we live in this world, but then set about changing them?
Yes.
In here. So we want to look at them, not ignore.
You look at them, and you can read the newspaper, you can watch the television, you can watch all the news in the world, but when you're finished doing it, you must say, not a damn bit of truth in it. Mm-hmm. Is there truth in it? And you see that all the time. The news loves to get you all upset and so forth. And does it the next day they change the whole story and upset you in a different way? You know, and you just went down that path with them. Don't go down that path. Stay.
You know, as you say that, I'm thinking to myself, there are times, most of the time I don't watch the news, but when I watch the news, I'm thinking in my head, maybe I'm watching the news because I want to get upset. Because I've had such a glorious day or whatever, and I just want to feel like shit. I don't know. I just want to see that. I don't know.
We can't see your facial expressions on the internet. I need the video.
Why would anyone in their right mind do that to themselves?
It's insane.
Because they don't think they
deserve to right mind.
Because they feel undeserving. Or
yeah,
because
it is
self-sabotage.
It's a habit, absolutely.
It's a habit. But don't do that to yourself. A lot of people, the habit is you think, oh, well, that's life.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's life. And it's not life, people. That is not life. Pardon?
He's just thinking, I have a shotgun to shoot the TV at.
You know, I throw shoes at it.
At work, when we go for lunch, there's this cafeteria, and they have 3 television screens up. And they've always got something awful on. And one day I was in there for lunch, and they had Jerry Springer on. And I finally turned to the people around me, and I said, how is this serving humanity? Can we turn this off? It's distressing me. And they said, okay. Done.
Wow.
Yes, and how's it serving you? Forget humanity. How's it serving you to eat in an environment like that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that food is going to be beneficial to you? You have to realize that we're living, moving, and having our being not only in the mind of God, but in individual thought atmospheres. And we're moving in and out of thought atmospheres constantly. When you want to nourish your body, you want to nourish it so that the food is beneficial to you. If you're watching Jerry Springer and you're eating food, you've got to get indigestion. It's not a healthy way to do it. It's not a healthy way to do it. Treat yourself always to a good atmosphere when you're eating. You know, turn the television off. You don't have to bless the food. That's a nice idea, though. But you have to be grateful that you have that food and that that food is going into your body to do wonderful things for you. Never just gulp your food down and say, well, it's just food. I'm just gulping it down. Why can you not do that?
Give yourself indigestion, number one.
Well, let's start with this premise. Everything is God.
Right.
So the carrot you're eating is God. The beef you're eating, the chicken you're eating is God. So you have to treat it with some kind of reverence.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Springer and all those clowns are gone.
Yes, they are. Everything is gone.
I'd like to clear up how I will distinguish when I have that thought.
You use wisdom and go to the big I have. And if you're watching Jerry Springer, you certainly have to have something going off in you that says, this is not good. This is coming from pure ego. This is nothing but pure put downs. Talking about that, I went on Saturday, a friend of mine invited me to see this Dame Edna.
Dame
Edna. Dame, whatever her name was. I hated the show. It was the lowest caliber of comedy that you could have. I thought it was Don Rickles in a dress. And I want to tell you that the place was filled. There was not an empty seat in the house. But if they do some, I went to see the importance of being earnest. 25 people in the audience. But you put a man in a dress and low comedy, you can fill a house. That is race mind in action. Race mind in action. And they laughed. The people laughed at all of that. So you have to be careful of what's going into your mind and your consciousness all the time. And it was not funny to me. It was funny to those people. But it does damage. Rhoda, what is the little thing that you have about words, or they, like a knife? You have a little thing you told me. Words. They hurt. Words. Sarcasm.
Sarcasm is like tearing from the flesh. Once I read that, I cannot be sarcastic.
Sarcasm is like the tearing of flesh. And that's what that was on Saturday.
So it's God, but the little, how did you say, the little...
I am.
The little I am.
That took
that
over.
That side. So that's how I can, once I've recognized it, I can release it. I don't have to say, oh, it's God, so I better sit and suffer by it and learn, be bigger.
No.
Or that's a habit, a stumbling that's difficult. That helps. So that's, and it, that's a identifying everything's God, as you said, the carrot you eat, but if I ate a pie, that's God, but it's not a good God. I don't know how to make the analogy. I have no business eating a pie. So that's God.
Yes. Well, let's say one slice.
Well, help kind of works. I mean, I'm just being a little light in spirit to not be heavy, but how I like I'm almost clear on this, and I'd like to get right at it.
Right.
That, you know, I think I mentioned to you, I go to Starbucks and there's this little group, my little club, and they lately I've been avoiding them because they've been taunting me and teasing, and I thought, well, that's their way of, they're insecure, they're immature, and I'm blah blah, but that's their God. That's God, those people. And
yes.
I, well, okay, that other, you know, embrace that, and maybe I need to learn something. That's where I always come up with, oh,
yeah.
I have to learn to be miserable and pass through it, and then I'll be better for it.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you learn that you have to get out of that situation, that those people are absolutely sarcastic, they're tearing at your flesh, they are not your friends. Anybody that puts you down in any way is not your friend. Any little joke that they think is funny at your expense is not your friend. And I will tell you that people who do that and put people down are of very low intelligence. Because if you were of a higher intelligence, you could think of something much better to do than that.
Right.
Don't never, at the expense of anyone, do those things. And sarcasm is exactly the tearing of the flesh, as Rhoda said. And I think that's a wonderful thing. You see, it's very easy to hurt. I could sit here, and I'm very good at this, by the way, and I could go down the line and tear each one of you to shreds.
I know you can.
I could reduce you to absolutely nothing. But I don't do that. That's the little I am in me. I go to the big I am. And I bolster you people. I bring out the best in you people. And I tell you how wonderful you are. And that's what the big I am does. And that's what you want to do to yourself and to everybody that you meet. You have to encourage people, not criticize them. All growth comes from encouragement, not from criticism of any way, shape, or form. The other thing to remember that it is always, and here again, people of lower intelligence, it's easy. Hello.
Hello.
Sorry.
God calling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's always easy to hurt. It's difficult to heal. Why don't you try healing? Why would you take the easy road of hurting somebody when you can heal somebody? Don't you see that all the time in yourself?
Yeah.
It's very easy to hurt somebody. So learn to heal. So at nighttime when you go home, you don't say, oh, should have done that. Could have done that.
Yeah, because that way of putting people down and that bantering, like the people that you were talking about, they're bantering, you know, you and making me feel maybe bad or something, is their way of communicating, which is so ridiculous. Instead of just being, they can just be just as much energy being nice and sweet as it could be having a negative impact on your life. And that's a hard thing, because as you grow and experience some of this, you'll have people fall by the wayside because they won't fit in your life anymore.
Right.
And that's the part where I don't think that you're judging them. You're just saying they don't fit anymore. Their energy, their way of living or loving isn't the way you want to be. There's plenty of people in the world to put you down. There's not a whole lot of people, unless you seek that, that will bring you up and, you know, be the icing on your cake.
So how are those people God?
Pardon?
How are those people God?
Well, everyone is God. They're just not using it. I had a friend once, it was Unity. She was 80-some years old. And Unity uses the expression, you must see the God within. And she said, you know, sometimes that's difficult for me, Dallas. She said, because I realize at the present moment, they're acting like a rotten son of a bitch. But she said, I have to know that God is in them. God is always in everybody. It's a choice, people. It's a choice to do all this. It's a choice. I can sit here, as I said, and I can be hurtful if I want. But why do I want to do that? I learned years ago that doing that type of thing did not make me feel good. And I want to feel good about myself. I want to love myself all the time. And I want to love this life that I'm leading. I know that I'm here on this plane of action at the present moment for a limited amount of time. And I do not want to waste any of that time hurting anybody or anything or not loving myself. It takes too much out of you.
Well, Susan's saying that hurt people hurt people.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So if you know they're hurt, it's,
yes.
For me, it's just I back off, and it helps me not to be drawn to people like that when I realize they we just stay on the same level.
Right.
I can't change them.
No, and it's not your job to change people. Your job is to learn to love yourself. Your job is to be at peace with your own self and your own mind.
If, when I love myself, I do love myself. As I love myself more, it hits me as we're speaking really in depth about this, that it's probably truth, that when I really, really love myself, I won't even perceive that they're saying that to me.
Well, you won't perceive it because you won't be in their presence. They will not be able to come into your atmosphere.
Or even if they're physically there, because it's the physical, the mental, they're not, they can't, I can be physically next to them, but mentally, I'm very far away, and that kind of comes in circle to the evening, to the discussion, doesn't it?
Yes.
I could be sitting next to race mind, but not with it.
Yes, that is true.
Okay.
You may do that, yes. So the whole idea you're seeing, remember the expression, there is a completely different way to go through life than most people do. You have to go through life differently. And to go through life differently, you have to give up the ideas of the world. You have to give up the ideas of your culture. And you have to make a decision within yourself that I want to live life differently. I want to learn to love myself. I want to learn to love other people. I want to learn to heal people. I want to learn to encourage people. I want to see this world at peace. Instead of going down the old line of things. I'm back to television. That's why I can't watch most of the television, because it's all put down. They never built anybody up on television. The worst one was Ray something, whatever his name was. Raymond.
Everybody loves Raymond.
It was the most dysfunctional put-down show I'd ever seen in my life. And when I saw the first little part of it, I said, well, that'll never last. It lasted 10 years. Because people want to hear that. And people think that's funny. Because we get so used to hearing that. And we get so used to throwing those little barbs out at people, thinking that we're relating to them and they're not hurting. And they absolutely hurt. They hurt us and they hurt the person. And that is not the way I want to treat people. And it's not the way I want to be treated. And when I'm around anyone like that, I tell them, you may not talk to me like that. And I usually don't see them again, you know.
Yeah. Well, you could say, hey, you're being the little I am.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you could say something else.
You're coming from the little I am. So learn to hear that inside of you and know that inside of you. Everyone here knows that, do you not, that you
yes.
have that inside and you want to become that, so that you're able to say, I am that I am. This is who I am. And then you have to do something about that. How many people want to a quality in their life? If you want anything in your life, you have to assume that you have it. And it will come to you. But we have this picture, don't we, in our mind of the wonderful person we want to be. That's the big I am. Then we go out and do something stupid. This doesn't match that. You have to get them to match each other. That's all it requires, is you match what you're thinking in here. You match the big I am. And then you become the big I am. And then you can make the statement, I am that I am. You're equal, are they not? I am that I am. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. What you were saying yesterday about what you just said, the I am, that it's all in the future.
Yes.
That, well, I'll be that in the future.
Yes.
What were you saying about the future is now?
There is no such thing as the future, people. The future is not waiting for you anywhere. If you look out and think, oh, I'm waiting for the future to come, and in the future I'll have this and that, the future never comes. The future is not made up. It's a blank. You are making the future now. And then you move into that future. But you're always creating the future. You create your own future individually, and it's a collective race mind. It does it for the whole planet. But there's no such thing as a planned future somewhere. It doesn't work that way. So many people think that there's a future. The only future there is the future that you are making. Does that help you there? How many people thought that there was a future? See, there's no future.
If you talked about physical and mental, so can we touch on this for a minute?
Yes.
Relationship. The beginning of relationships, whatever kind of relationship it is, between human beings, is physical. Well, lust. Physical, lust. Then it crosses through that barrier to mental. Is that fair to say? Well, at least it has to be physical for a man. Before it
becomes.
Maybe you're only
married.
Well,
when you say that you have a physical attraction to somebody,
right?
What does that mean to you?
To me, it means it might mean the beginnings of a relationship or lust. You know, in my mind, you know, that's how my magnet attracts.
Okay. See, now that's an individualized thing that you're doing for yourself. Why can't you have the attraction the physical attraction is you're attracted to that person because of beauty?
Well, yeah, that's part of it. I didn't say that dropped out of my book, but the beauty is the part of it. Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Yes. And what is beauty?
But it's physical beauty first. It's not. It's outside beauty, as opposed to inside beauty to begin with. Or am I? Or it's not fair to say something like that. That's to me works like that.
And all beauty is God. And the thing in life is to see beauty everywhere.
Yeah.
Even if you're in a garbage dump, you
nice.
Have to see beauty. Because God is beauty. You must not rely on your senses for information.
Not.
Hasn't worked for you so far, has it?
Mm-hmm.
It's just facts. The senses are just the things coming. It's not the truth behind it.
Right.
How's that working for you?
How's that working for you?
You must learn to see beauty in everything. In everything. And that's our responsibility, to see that beauty.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then you take that on from physical to mental to spiritual.
Thank you.
I have some cards with all this. Let us say daily to ourselves, perfect God within me, perfect life within me, which is God, comes forth into expression through me as that which I am. Lead me ever into the paths of perfection and cause me to see only the good. You need that.
You think I need that?
No, because you like to write them down. I can do it again. Does anyone want me to read that again?
Yeah.
Let us say daily to ourselves. This is Ernest Tomes, by the way. I can tell. It's not written down. It's not, I don't write down who it does, but I can tell by the way it's written that it's Ernest Tomes. Let us say daily to ourselves, perfect God within me, perfect life within me, which is God, comes forth into expression through me as that which I am. That's bringing the big I am down into the little I am. Lead me ever into the paths of perfection and cause me to see only the good. See, learn to see only good. Learn to see only beauty. Because that's all there is. The rest you don't have to bother with. Don't do that. I am anchored in God. I live in God. God is the life of me. I am happy. I am confident. I am responsive to inner guidance. In all ways, I am an ideal disciple. As I continue to unfold to experience total understanding and freedom in God. Total freedom in God. This is for money. I am divinely expressed and I have a wonderful income.
Say that again.
I am divinely expressed. And I have a wonderful income. That's a very old one I've used for years. In fact, it's so old it's turned brown.
Say it one more time, please.
I am divinely expressed, and I have a wonderful income. Can you see that? If you're expressing the divine, that you would have to have a wonderful income. Thank you. See, it's so easy, isn't it?
We can't see that.
Sorry, people. This one. No entrance. I accept only thoughts and concepts which activate, heal, bless, and inspire my mind. I used that one for years. There's a story about a man who went to a guru, and the guru lived in a cave, and every time the man came in, the guru hit him with a stick, and the man would leave. You know this story?
Yeah, yeah.
And he'd come, and the man would hit him again, and the man would keep, every time he came, the guru would hit him. Finally, the man said, stop that. The guru said, I was waiting for you to say that. You see what we do? We put up with things. Yeah. We don't say stop. Mm-hmm. Especially if we think it's somebody that knows something like a guru, we let them hit us and hit us and hit us and say, stop. You can say that with your own self. Stop this pain. Stop this headache. Stop this. Stop this nonsense so they don't have any money. Somebody got
to
hang up.
Added to that, the version I know was you just had your first lesson in spirituality.
Yes.
Because the person was coming to the guru for a spiritual lesson.
Yes.
And I think he was a monk. The guru was a monk or somebody like that.
But we don't say stop to things. You have to say stop. You have to say stop. I'm not getting this job. Stop.
Mm-hmm.
You have to say stop. This one. A human being is a part of the whole. He experiences himself, his thoughts, and feelings as something separated from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of consciousness. This delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires and to the affection for a few persons nearest to us. Albert Einstein.
You read the whole thing?
I'll read the whole thing. A human being is a part of the whole. He experiences himself, his thoughts, and feelings as something separated from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of consciousness. This delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires and to the affection for a few persons nearest to us. I wrote this during the night, and I just don't turn on the lights. So I write big, and I don't. So anyway. And it was, it started with, I am that I am. And the next thing was, has your mind allowed you to have more of God? Has your mind allowed you to have more of God? It's done with your mind. That's the prison that we put ourselves in that Albert was talking about. And that's one of Rumi's sayings that Rhoda loves, which is, why are you in prison when the doors are wide open? We do this. Remember, if your God is not giving you what you want, you have too small of a God. Throw that God out and get a bigger, better God. Everything works in this world through God, but it stops with our concept of God. You have to get a better idea of God and a better idea of who you are so that you are able to say, I am that I am, and it's wonderful, and so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.